Liberty.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. It is Wednesday, the 9th of May, 2012, and it's a beautiful day here in the state of Minnesota. I hope it's beautiful where you're at, too.
It's beautiful.
The sun's always shining behind the darkest clouds, friends.
That's right.
Oh, that's so cheesy.
Can't take away the sun.
That is so bad. That is so bad.
It's happy radio.
Yes, it is. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you want to see what we look like, what we do, ETC. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please go to my Facebook. I love having doers of the word, not hearers only deceiving themselves. That's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Don't ask me how to spell Dean. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, again, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It really is.
Terrible, terrible.
Yes, it is.
There's a few things going on these days that prove that people are getting their brains out of the media's head and out of the establishment's
head. But where do they
head.
Get their brains they out of their head if it's out of the media's head?
Got to pull them out, extract them, and embrace the God-given brains that God gave to them.
The good sense.
That's right.
Follow conscience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, not your puppet master is what you're saying.
That's right.
Cool.
That happened in Indiana. We just saw a big overthrow of an establishment who didn't even make it through the primary.
Yeah.
He can't even run because he got bumped off by Mr. Richard Murdoch.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the gentleman who was an establishment player. He was in the Senate from Indiana. And he was a guy that was willing to reach across the aisle, because that's how you get things done.
Yeah.
He's willing to compromise his principles.
Yeah.
And the treasurer there of that state,
which is disobedience to God's commandments.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
And your principles, America.
Yep. And just like we talked about a little bit yesterday with Alan Keyes, it's progressively going the same direction. both parties. But this Richard Murdoch stepped up to the plate and said, I'm not going that direction. I'm going the direction of where the people desire this country to go, not the mainstream and not the party system.
Can you say that again? Just rewind just a little bit. So you're saying that the guy that was willing to reach across the aisle to get things done, so he had a compromise.
Mr. Richard Lugar.
Okay, so you're talking about a Republican and you're talking about a Democrat. Is what you're telling me?
I'm talking about the Republican ran against another Republican in the primary.
Okay, but when you're talking about reaching across the aisle, what are you talking about? So compromising, I don't understand because I see that we have one Constitution.
That's right.
So I don't understand. What do you mean compromise?
Yeah.
Compromise what? I mean, is that not WWF at its finest?
Completely. Both going the same direction.
Well, I heard you with Alan Keyes yesterday.
I got to say a couple words. It was fun while it lasted.
Well, he's a smart guy.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's a real smart guy. And I'll tell you why he's smart. Because he took my article and he tweeted it to all of his friends.
That was one of the smartest things he did. That's what got him on the show. He was fortunate enough to get on the show because of that.
Well, now, what's interesting about this, Jake, is let's go back to this point because it's a serious note. It bothers me to no end. This is the establishment, friends.
Yep.
Republicans are not the answers.
No.
Alan was exactly right when you guys were talking.
Yeah.
What does that represent, a Republican? They're doing the same things. Mm-hmm. I mean, just think about this. We have a Republican Party in the state of Minnesota that they act like the Tea Partiers when the Tea Partiers are around.
Yeah.
The Rhinos when the Rhinos are around.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats when the Democrats are around. I mean, a bunch of Vikings
when the Vikings are around.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Yeah. They care more about a brand new stadium only to appease the consciences of their constituents more than they care about stopping abortion and homosexual marriage in our country.
Yep.
People are tired of that. And so what you're telling me is this guy in Indiana got ousted because a Tea Partier there got tired of it, and he did his job, and he got him ousted.
That's right.
Amen.
And this Tea Partier was...
That's how it works, America, right there.
He's been a public servant. He's got a track record, and I'll tell you what, that's going to swing a lot of things in Indiana. Obama swept Indiana last time because of his relations on the west side.
He's in trouble all over. I just heard on the way over here, West Virginia, they're turning on Obama.
Yep.
Yeah. It's amazing that it's taken 3.5 years for anybody to turn on Obama because they haven't figured it out yet. But when you're hungry, you learn things real quick.
That's right.
Yeah.
And here's the trick. Don't drink the Kool-Aid because we're not falling for Romney either. Obama or Romney are exactly the Richard Lugars of the world. This is the senator. He's ousted now. Richard Murdoch is in, and he's going to bring those values and those core principles that belong in our Senate to the Senate after he beats the Democrat who's going to run against him.
What did Roosevelt say back in the 30s? Those that are out of a job and are hungry are what dictatorships are made out of.
Yeah.
I mean, so in other words, you have to create that problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just heard yesterday, too, along with that train of thought. How is it that hundreds of thousands of people have got tired? They're tired of looking for work. So what does that mean if they're tired for looking for work? What does that mean? Does that mean they don't look for work anymore because someone's there to give them financial assistance? Well, you just proved what I just got done saying then.
Yeah.
That defines it. That exhibits what Roosevelt was saying.
Yep.
So if people are tired or looking for work, well, you know what? Let them eat or let them go without food for a little while and see how long it takes them to get a job.
See how tired they get.
That's exactly right. See, if you don't work, neither shall you eat, Scripture says. See, when you take on God's principles, you don't have a welfare state, friends.
You got it.
And I guarantee you those hundreds of thousands of people across the country that are just sick and tired of looking for a job, don't feed them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll find a job.
Solve the problem.
You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about what just happened in North Carolina yesterday. And we're going to talk about the ACLU if we get time.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1- 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Really what it comes back to, Jake, is when someone's willing to reach across the aisle to compromise the blood of our veterans, someone's breaking the law. So what I hear, Republicans, the establishment, that which America is sick and tired of all the way across the boards, what I hear is that the good guys, the supposed good guys, are demoralizing themselves and lowering the standard to agree with them that are breaking the laws, which in itself makes them lawbreakers as well when they compromise the pith and marrow away from the Constitution of the United States. That's exactly what they're doing. So
you see a prime example of politics is now.
Do they have
about
jail
power.
Cells for them people too?
Absolutely, they do. There's civil penalties for that sort of stuff. It's something called treason. But if you dilute down the morality of people for long enough, they don't look at it as treason. They look at it as compromising or reaching across the aisles. But if you're good, listen.
When a man is willing to compromise, it shows you that he himself is a compromiser.
Totally. If somebody steals 7 days a week, he's a bad person. If somebody steals 1 day a week, he's a bad person. Somebody who never steals, if he compromises just once, he now enters into bad. So here's this concept of, well, Democrats are really, 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 really bad, but they're in the House of Representatives, so we've got to work with them a little. So the good people need to just steal a little bit because we've got to compromise for the really, really, really bad people, not realizing they just put themselves right in that same lump.
Right.
So who always wins?
Let's go back to the state of Minnesota talking about the Republican Party, the supposed good guys, right? No vendetta. I'm not being vindictive.
Truth is truth. This is our backyard.
That's exactly right. This goes all across the board. So, the state of Minnesota is broke. The Speaker of the House that's leading up this whole stadium proposal, along with the Democratic governor, who's out of his mind.
Yeah, that's good.
They both agree to build a $990-some million stadium to appease the constituents. When we're already broke. Oh, that's right. I forgot. But the GOP, they just went backwards on their building payment anyways, didn't they?
Yeah, 130 grand, 9 months payment, something like that.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. So it's like having a credit card that's maxed, And then that one doesn't work anymore, so we'll go over and use this credit card now.
Yeah.
And everybody in the state of Minnesota is angry with the spending, but they go and spend some more. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the very thing that's going to get these guys unseated.
It's going to work.
I think so, too.
It's going to backfire.
I really do.
I mean, imagine if a guy...
I think people are tired of this Zellers, this stinking kid. The kid acts like he's the Speaker of the House in the state of Minnesota. He acts like he's in high school, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Still he does. He acts like a stinking eighth grader,
dude. Yeah, because they got this bubble world down there. They think that they just exist, and they have the preeminence, and everybody worships them. Oh, my gosh, that's not even close.
And the thing is, he's such a stinking clown, and he doesn't realize that people are sick and tired of him and his little spineless friends.
Yeah. You know,
they're not even really friends.
I will say
just little minions for a minute get him where he wants to go.
I will say this about clowns, though. I don't think clowns reach across the aisle. I think clowns kind of are just themselves. That's why they're clowns. So maybe he's even
he's
a level
a good
below
job,
the clown.
Maybe him and Jay Carney should work together.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's what he's eyeing up as a future because he can reach across the aisle. So,
I think so.
You know, maybe after this, Jay Carney will...
Let's go to North Carolina really quick. I think it's important for America to hear the 32nd state of the United States of America that voted on homosexual marriage. How's that working out for you, homosexuals?
Don't ask the people what they think.
No. That's why they're trying to avoid the vote.
Yes.
They don't want the vote to go to the people, friends. They don't want judges involved. Oh,
no.
That's not going to work on Judgment Day, folks. But let's go to North Carolina real quick. Voters on Tuesday approved a state constitutional amendment. It's sick that we're even gone that far. That bans homosexual marriage and civil unions, making it the 32nd state to ban same-sex marriage. I got a question for you, America. How are you losing the homosexual issue? Because that's what the media attacks all day long.
Yep.
You,
it's inevitable.
You can't stand up against them. Them guys got everything going for them. Oh, do they? I had a reporter from the state of Minnesota say that to me one time. I said, whoa, hold on a second. I don't care what the younger generation says about homosexual marriage. The bottom line is every state that they take a vote on it, it gets knocked down to its knees. The amendment which says marriage between a man and a woman, you think, is the only legally recognized domestic union in the state, passed by a wide margin, with 95 of 100 counties results reported. North Carolina governor, here again is how far those that are put into a position and entrusted by the American people, how far they are away from who we are as an American people. And it shows you that they don't work for the people. Listen to what the governor of North Carolina said. Bev Perdue said today, which is today, the proposed homosexual marriage ban is bad for business. Well, what would you consider bad business? Maybe people don't want to do transactions with that kind of business. You ever think of that, Governor Perdue? She said it hurts our brand.
Our brand?
What's your brand, Governor Perdue?
Who does she represent again?
The people that just voted homosexual marriage down again in the state of... Hey, and speaking of which, I think this is important for everybody to catch this, too. Good for Jake Tapper.
Yeah. Amen. Jake Tapper got an opportunity to talk to the clown Carney that we were talking about before.
The other clown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here we have a president, and long and the short of this is he hasn't come out and openly embraced gay marriage yet because he's relying upon black constituency to vote him back in, knowing full well that the black constituency is not down with gay marriage.
No, nor are they down with him.
It isn't obvious. He has 200 and some cabinet officials that are GLBT. He's pushing the envelope for GLBT rights, you know, the don't ask, don't tell, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think it takes a genius to know that he is on board with same-sex marriage, but he won't say it.
No. Why won't he say it? That's the question.
He needs those black votes is what he needs.
Okay.
And that's why he hasn't come out and said it. Now, let's just fast forward.
Wait a second. The black people in California on Prop 8, Jake, were the ones that voted down homosexual marriage in California.
Yep.
So what is he waiting for? He's not doing it that way. He's being cynical, and he wants to deceive the American people so he can have a second term.
That's
scary stuff, folks.
He wants that.
By the way, that's scary stuff for everybody in this country because he no more cares about you than he does anybody else.
And he's proved it by his first term. So in his desperation to get the black vote, he's not going to come out and say that I'm for gay marriage yet. If he were to win after he got the black vote, then he would turn on them and say, of course I'm for gay marriage.
Just like he does everybody else.
Yep. Just like he did in his first term.
Should we listen to Jake?
I think this is great.
This is Jake Tapper questioning clown Jay Carney at the White House.
The question is, I think there are very few people who think that the president is not going to, after November, whether he's reelected or not, come out in favor of same-sex marriage. I think there are very few people on the president's campaign who doubt that, very few people who support the president, very few people who oppose the president who have any doubt that that is what is going to likely happen. And if that is the likely future of the president and this position, given that you don't have any news to drop on it, but probably his mind has been made up, why not just come out and say it and let voters decide? It seems cynical to hide this until after the election.
Jake, I think the president's position is well known. He's spoken to this. It's gotten a great deal of coverage. I don't have an update to provide you on the president's position. It is what it was. I'm sorry you don't want to hear about the president's support for LGBT rights.
Isn't that interesting?
It's considerable.
See how they've trained them? That was the end of it, friends. See how they've trained? I'm sorry you don't want to hear about how the president supports LGBT. Wait a second. The president was put there by the American people to work for them. He works for you, America. I have to remind Americans that this government works for you. They are an extension of who we are and what we allow. As long as that's made clear, I don't care what the president, who thinks he's a monarch, he's a despot, is what he is. He thinks himself to be higher than who he is and what he thinks he is, in every sense of the word. I don't care what his opinion is on something that's contrary to our Constitution, and he's been doing it since day one.
Yep.
I don't care what he has to say about it. It's illegal in the country. Nobody wants it. It's never been in the history of mankind. And the people of this country have spoken time and time and time again in agreement with who we are, one nation under God. I don't care what his opinion is, Jakey. And I'm talking about the clown Carney. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. You know, what's also interesting... I'll hit this right when we come back. Folks, now is the time to call in. We got some callers coming in right now. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check me out on my Facebook, too, friends. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean. The guy that looks like Elvis with long hair. That's what my wife tells me anyways.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Just talking about Jake Tapper confronting the clown. Folks, if I seem to be condescending, or maybe some of you take it as being facetious, take it how you want to take it. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of the circus friends, is what I'm saying.
Yep.
We got Justin in Iowa. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hey, yeah, I was just going to say that too oftentimes people seem to distance themselves from the problem saying, I do my thing, or my church does this thing, or we have this thing that we're doing. And it's just like, well, if, unless we're unified against the problem, we're guilty of it because
that's right.
We're just justifying ourselves in self-justification. Also, if you don't, through silence, say the problem is not my problem. Through silence, you're basically making it association to yourself.
What did Abraham Lincoln say to sin by silence makes cowards of men? Yeah, let me go back to your first point, too. It's to the churches, to their shame, we have one Bible. And I don't want to hear about all these translations. We didn't have these problems in the 60s, folks.
Yep.
Came about in the late 70s when they started to come up with all these different translations.
Divide and conquer.
That's right. And we have one Bible. And why are the churches divided in the first place? It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, now you got churches coming out and saying, well, we're this way or we're this way. But is it in the Word?
Is it contrary to the Word?
Right. I mean, all the way around. If people would just come back to the two pillars, as George Washington rightly said, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, mm-hmm. Well, we would understand what's going on out there.
Yep.
Just let's go back to the two pillars. What are they? The Bible and the Constitution. It's that easy. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Declaration of Independence as the bedrock, as you like to say, Jake.
Yep.
But it's that simple. And if we read that book, the Bible, and we read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, so on and so forth. I'm taking a breath, sorry. I got to do that once in a while. I got to breathe once in a while. If people would just simply go back to those founding documents, we wouldn't have any issues. We wouldn't have anything to complain about.
That's right.
We wouldn't be ruled by fear for some of you out there.
Mm-hmm.
And might I add, never take fear from your counsels from your fears. But aside of that, what Justin was just saying back to his point, to not stand against evil is to help perpetuate evil, said Martin Luther King. And that's exactly right.
Yeah.
You can't act like, well, someone else is going to take care of the problem. Mm-hmm. Well, folks, if that's the case, then how come things are getting worse and not better?
That's how problems are created, because time is neutral, to quote MLK again. Somebody's going to use that time. It'll be used by whoever's willing to use it. And also with those people that stand silent on certain issues and things like that, or say, you know, my church takes a stand. Listen, you are the issue. That's what you are. And anything you do is an extension of who you are. So we've got to get out of the mindset that, well, I compartmentalize what I do here, and I compartmentalize what I do here. No, you are it. It should flow from you all the time. When you're at the barber shop, when you're going grocery shopping, yeah. When you're at home with your family, you are it. You are your cause. And you should always be taking advantage of every opportunity you can to be that cause.
That's right.
When you're on social networking.
Be a leader.
Exactly.
Yeah, lead the way.
And our country had that and still does have that in the hearts of the people. But what happens is when you sleep or you get entertained, you talked about tame before, you use that as an analogy, tame to stop from entering. When you start to entertain yourself, you miss, and that time, again, is still neutral. It's going to be used by those that like to create problems and chaos and take your liberties away.
That's right.
That's the ramification of not acting and not being and not doing.
Ramification.
Ramification.
Listen to the magnanimity of minds here, friends. Next point. You wanted to jump on another issue.
Issue?
And I think the issue was just in Washington, D.C., what was it, yesterday?
No.
Kathy? Was it yesterday? Hang on a second here, folks.
Can I make a reference to the Sons of Liberty Media, too?
Yes, you can. Do you know what she's pulling up here? This is great.
Yeah, this we played it yesterday a little bit.
You did?
Let's do it again
because I want to commentate a little bit.
Really quick, too, folks, on our site, I want to get you used to this. When we're talking about certain topics, like we just covered Jake Tapper, the gay marriage thing in North Carolina, and also the senator who was just bumped off in the primary.
Bumped off.
This is on, I should say, I got to be careful. I didn't mean bumped off like he was killed, but he was bumped out. He was out of the race in the primary.
Yeah.
He's still alive and breathing.
Yes.
But he's proving to America that cowards don't last. We need men of courage. So on that, SOL Media is on our homepage, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to SOL Media. We're going to be posting new stuff every single day. So these stories you can follow along. And we only get a certain amount of time on this program to discuss these things. So follow up with them, comment on them, tweet them, send them to your friends. But SOL Media is a new media site that the Sons of Liberty have put together. So
somebody had said this just yesterday. I just went back by the producers there. And they said, you know, there's a girl around the ministry. It's just, she's very sheepish. And I said, well, she's probably not used to this.
Yeah.
She's not used to, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present.
You only trouble once a year, though.
Right. But
I think,
folks,
that's what she's thinking.
Especially for the Christians and the patriots out there, you need to understand that fire follows the church. Ashes are all around the church. There's uproars and tumults all the time.
Yep.
And we're not turning the world upside down. We're turning it right side up.
That's right.
In Jesus' name.
Taking advantage of time.
Amen. So go ahead and introduce this video.
Oh, yeah.
Here
the segment is these young gals are out there. And the friends of ours from Media Research
in Washington,
Center,
D.C.
Yep. Which you guys have seen. MRC. Bradley's been on it a handful of times. We post videos on it. They're great guys.
We got our own page over there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Brent Pizzell, keeping the media accountable. So here's this gentleman who actually interviewed you on one of the segments.
You know what video they like, by the way? You know what video is really hot over there right now? Me getting kicked out of the school in Missouri for showing a picture of Samuel Armus.
Yeah, showing
the little baby that put his hand outside the woman, grabbed the doctor's finger. That didn't work for the libs. That didn't work for the murderers out there.
Yeah, facts are stubborn things.
Totally are, but it's really hot over there. I'm sorry.
So these kids are all protesting. They have no idea why. And like we talked about yesterday, they have no idea why, but they're still willing to protest.
Yeah, well, these are students and disciples of Saul Alinsky's student. And Saul Alinsky, he said this, I didn't say this, that Lucifer...
Yep, he thanked Lucifer in his book,
Rules for Radicals. Okay, well, the guy that's in the White House right now, for those that didn't know, he's a Saul Alinsky disciple. And what you're seeing out there in Washington, D.C. is a bunch of students that are disciples of Obama. And by the way, these are the kind of students that he relies upon.
Yeah.
By the way, this is also the guy going into colleges that are empty. And what they're doing is they're filling the seats up roundabout and trying to make it look bigger than what it is. You notice how when you look at the president, he's always got this little group of people right behind him? Mm-hmm. I'd like for the camera to pull back a little bit further to see how many are really in the room.
Yeah.
Because, folks, again, don't be deceived. People aren't supporting this guy, friends.
No.
They're tired of him.
Yep. On his way.
Go ahead.
This is a protest, May Day protest out in New York City, and he's going into interview these students.
New York City or Washington, D.C.?
Oh, New York City.
New York City!
Okay. Where they make paste pecani sauce, right? Out in New York City?
If they sponsor us, we'll throw them on there.
There we go.
That one was a free one.
That was a free one.
All right.
It's not coming again.
Okay.
Why are you joining up with this protest here today?
Well, I think for me at least, it's because that
the world,
the world is messed up. Yeah, I mean, there's so many things to protest for.
Is there anything in particular you're upset about?
I don't know.
There's Cooper Union. We're looking at college in 4 years. It used to be a free college, and now they want to charge for it. Everything.
Are they like a private college, or they're just not giving away the free college anymore?
Yeah, they're not.
That's interesting. Why do you think they can't give away the free college anymore?
They want money.
They want money.
Horrible. What else are you guys, what are you standing for today?
Well, education is basically a profit now. It's not about the learning, it's about making money off of it.
Okay, so that's what you guys are mad about.
And the fact that you have to pay for an education, but it's not always the best education that you're paying for. Like, you can get so much better for your money, yet they give you complete crap.
Complete crap. You're getting a complete... What about your education?
Huh?
What about your education?
I mean, honestly, there's some subjects that don't teach you everything you need to learn. And then there are some that are really good.
Hang on a second. The students saying there's some things that we need to learn, complaining about the teachers, and she's the student. And she's the one out there, out on the streets protesting, and she's not even sure why she's out there, and she doesn't know what she's protesting about.
Yeah.
Oh,
everything.
These are guys in the White House. These guys are perfect. They, man, everything about them exhibits the mentality in the White House.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. It makes perfect sense to me that this is totally working for the righteous if they would only stand up and deal with it.
Exactly. That's what I brought up yesterday. It's like, you know, listening to these kids, oh, they're stupid, they're retarded, they're pathetic, I can't believe it. But you know what? They're out there protesting for what they don't even know what they're protesting. Imagine if we put in them the right education and put in them the right heart. They would still be the same kids protesting, but now they would know what in the world they're doing, and we would change this country.
That's a novel idea. Let's play the rest.
And then there are some that are really good. We just need, like, a more equal world, you know?
More equal.
More equal. I mean, more equal financially, more equal culturally. Everybody,
like Cuba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like everybody. I mean, I think that everybody should be on the same page, and we're not. We split the world up into different class and social levels, and we don't need to. Why do we need to do that?
What do you want to do when you guys get older?
More
protesting?
More protesting?
Professional protesting.
Yeah, starting early.
I think you'll find a lot of them here today.
That was great. We want to protest. Really, what I said to you guys on Tuesday, I believe, or on Monday, I'm sorry, colleges are teaching students to buck the system as you know it, friends.
Hello. Yeah, poke all the holes in the boat that you possibly can. By the way, you're in that boat. But
you'll get credits to do so.
Oh, yeah. We'll cheer you on.
The more effective you are, the more they're going to fight after you. They're going to go right after you. They're going to fight you tooth and nail.
Yeah.
Wow. Back to my point with the girl that was new around the ministry.
Yeah.
She's got to be thinking to herself, what's the deal with this? Well, listen, when you stand for something, the socialists don't know how to deal with you. Because what they're used to doing is just pushing everybody over. And when you stand up and you fight against it, guess what they do? Mm-hmm. They retreat.
Yep.
Oh, you think that's how it works?
Yep.
Wow. You mean fight?
So you got to fight to win?
You mean, isn't that what our veterans are doing?
Wow. So you guys
should
have to fight
doing?
To win.
Yeah, they're overseas fighting, and we should be at home doing the same thing, right?
Yeah.
We should be standing up for what they're fighting for.
Not like Cuba.
We'll be right back after this break. Last segment, Sons of Liberty Radio. Be right back.
My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I want to say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Final segment, guys. You know, some people, they say, well, why don't you guys go on the radio for 3 hours a day? And it's like, you know what? To be quite honest with you folks, this is our soapbox mm-hmm. as to what we're doing to establish who we are and to remain a free nation. We're busy doing that all day, and this is the hour that we come back and stand up on our soapbox and say, hey, this is what happened today.
That's right.
And I think that's what every person, every radio show host across the board should be doing every day, because I am tired of talk.
Yeah.
I'm tired of circular reasoning. I really am. And I don't know how to say it any other way.
That's a good way of saying it.
Okay.
So I think it's better to talk little and do much rather than talk a lot and do little.
I think it's a good idea to basically walk the talk.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then let everybody know that, hey, we just walked. Here's what we walked. Talk little.
Talk a little.
Too
hey,
much.
Does everybody remember last week we did a show on a guy named Dan Savage? Remember the guy that said he wanted to blank Rick Santorum? He wanted to bone Rick Santorum? Mm-hmm. This is Obama's safe school, or I'm sorry, Obama's spokesperson for the anti-bullying. Well, he was in Washington, Seattle, Washington, bullying a bunch of students at a journalism course, calling the Bible BS.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great one, too, man. I mean, this guy.
But he wasn't attacking Christians.
Oh, no. I know he's in a lot of trouble in the state of Minnesota right now. Because what's happening is a lot of people are disassociating with him. Sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say, I didn't know about this guy. Like the Minnesota Twins. We didn't know about this guy. We didn't. Well, what the heck? The guy's talking about how he wants all Republicans blanking dead. This is Obama's face to the anti-bullying campaign.
Gets better.
Now he's going after the Pope for all you Catholics out there. And by the way, this is the guy. He's going to be in the state of Minnesota talking about how to defeat the constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. Yes! Yes! You do it, Danny!
Woo! Come on.
Come on, Danny. Keep it up, brother.
Bring that carpet.
Keep it up, because I don't know what he thinks he's up against in the state of Minnesota.
He's got momentum.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
I wonder if he'll send us tickets.
How it's a good thing that there's Dan Savages in the United States of America that work for President Obama. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were going to talk about the ACLU. If folks remember right, a couple months back, we did a school in Dunkerton, Iowa. I got blamed for everything. And by the way, I didn't even do the assembly. Throughout the media, that's why the left is so bad. It's like, guys, it wasn't me. Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, hello, it wasn't me.
Where are your brains today?
Someone better sit you. You better sit yourself down. Because you got the wrong dog.
Woof, woof.
Got the wrong dog. The ACLU put out a, before knowing the facts, the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, went out there and basically said my message was unconstitutional and that you should know who Bradley Dean and Junkyard Prophet is and you can run but you cannot hide before inviting them into your public school.
How should they find out? I go to Google?
That's what they said. Go to Google.
Oh.
So what we did is we hired an attorney and we sent them a letter. And by the way, they also said that the ACLU of Iowa and other several other, it says, I said it exactly how they said it. The ACLU of Iowa and other several other advocacy groups.
What are they advocating for?
I don't know, but they should probably get someone that knows how to write these press releases.
A little bit better.
Sent a letter to hundreds of Iowa schools urging them to select presenters for student program carefully and to be sure. Guess who they sided with, folks? Three homosexual groups. And that's all that was done. Just to show you who's doing the bullying again. Oh, that's why I'm so glad we're in 53 countries.
Yeah.
So everybody can hear us. And they can understand how it, the process of the socialists and how they work. They punch and cry victim. They punch and cry victim. They punch and cry victim. Well, they went and put this out on us, folks. And I'm going to talk about this letter tomorrow. But what's interesting about it, I'll give you a little bit of a highlight, is our attorney sent them a letter demanding retraction immediately. It took them one day to get a letter back from the American Civil Liberties Union. Interesting. Communism is the end goal, said Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU. They're not American. They're anti-American in every sense of the word. The Constitution and the Bible, they're at war with. They're helping the Muslims along. And it's interesting, the ACLU is helping along the Muslims that advocate the execution of homosexuals. Well, that's pretty bizarre.
To help them both.
Protect them. Yeah, I mean, that's what Roger Baldwin said, right? But in saying that, when we sent the letter to them, we got a response immediately mocking the attorney. What are you talking about? So I went to Heather in the office and I said, Heather, pull up that letter from the ACLU. Guess what we found out, friends? The ACLU pulled the letters.
After they mocked, they pulled.
No, that's dirty business. That's dirty manipulative business, folks.
What letter?
Well, what the ACLU didn't realize is the crew's not stupid here. We do our homework. We're very thorough about it. We cross our T's and dot our I's to the best of our ability. You guys don't have to go that far. You have to understand we have to go that far because we're under scrutiny all the time. People want to try to find fault with us because we're calling out the faults to right the wrongs. And so they went and pulled the letter off their website. Well, what they don't realize is you didn't pull anything because we got them all filed.
Well, they were at recess, which we quit.
And we quit the elementary because they have recess, right?
Yeah. Well, they were at recess. We were printing off their letter.
That's right. And we're so thankful for the letter from the ACLU. And they just don't know it yet. But to say that we're unconstitutional and everything we do throughout our program is constitutional. to magnify the price of the veterans is the end goal of our message. In the natural and in the spiritual, that Christ redeemed us with his blood. And if he died for us, we live for him. See, the problem with young people today and older people is you don't realize somebody died to give you the freedom that you have. And true honor lives for what they died for. That's our message. That's always our message. And by the way, to the thieves, to the fornicators, to the adulterers, to the homosexuals, to those that dishonor their parents, to the lawless, to the disobedient, we love all you guys. And we desire redemptive power in your life. But that's up to you to respond to God. And just a little bit of a reminder for you folks, your sin is before God, not before your priest, not before your pastor that advocates a false grace and says you can do whatever you want using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. No. No. That's blasphemy. Mm-hmm. He died on Calvary so we can live. I would do nothing in a million years to desecrate the memory of Christ, nor our veterans in the natural. I want to live for everything they died for. And that's what's called perfection. Perfecting yourself and perfecting that which concerneth us. People are so afraid of the word perfection. I love the word perfection. Because praise God for mirrors. That's what the law of God does. It shows me my spots, folks. But it drives me to the foot of the cross. But when I go and look in the mirror, I see all my faults.
Yep. Do you break the mirror then?
No, I don't. To clean myself? No, yeah. I don't. I go to the faucet.
That's right. But the ACLU would like to break the mirror.
That's right. As a matter of fact, they're dealing with an issue right now in Giles County, Virginia, where they want the school board to basically shut their mouth because they're Christians and they don't want them on the school board. Folks, everything they advocate, the ACLU, and everything they decry, they are the ones that are actually committing the crime. And tomorrow I'm going to share that with you, what they decry when in fact they do decry bullying, when in fact that they themselves are the biggest bully. And I don't know how many, hey, folks, if you think the ACLU is on your side, well, just let the seasons change because they're fair-weathered friends. Because what they're doing is they're trying to capture the bureaucracy wherever it may be so they can make revenue off of whatever it may be that they can advocate in their defense of. Yep. Pretty soon, America keeps letting the ACLU do what they do. You ain't going to have nothing left.
Yeah, you won't have America.
And America, it's interesting. Everybody knows that the American Civil Liberties Union is corrupt, un-American, unconstitutional. We know that. Why do you let them why do you let them bully you then? I for the life of me, I don't understand people that allow that kind of stuff to take place. Stand up, because we are. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk about the ACLU tomorrow. We'll talk about the ACLU tomorrow. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. We love all of you, and we just thank you for listening to us on a daily basis. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 2 to 3 Central Standard Time Zone. You got Bradley and Jake. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out 1 John 3:18 because we love you by what we do, not by what we say. See ya.
Yes, we are the sons.